All right, let's move on to the New York Giants. Falcons will face the Giants at MetLife Stadium this Sunday, 1 p.m. on your local Fox affiliate. I believe John Lynch is doing the game, right, Jay?
He's one of the guys.
Yeah, well, he's the analyst. So, going back to the O-line, why don't you, Jay, real quick, talk about what the O-line could possibly look like now as you go face a physical front seven New York Giants team?
Well, it's going to look very different. I mean, you've got Joe Hawley and Lamar Holmes gone for the year. Okay, so you know you've got that going forward. The positive here is that you've got Gabe Kareemi, and I think that this is a guy who had a knee injury at the start of his career and, you know, a first rounder out of Wisconsin, and that knee injury just really derailed his progress. He was in Chicago for a while. Chicago kind of gave up the experiment. We pick him up on a one-year deal, and suddenly I think we've got a gem here, a guy who could really be around for a while. So you throw him at right tackle. I'm not worried about that. Peter Kahns has worked his butt off during the offseason.
Looks like a new guy.
I mean, he really does. He's talked to Reed talking about, I saw a nutritionist. I turned some fat into muscle, and he looks a lot different. And you saw, if you watched Hard Knocks, you saw the side-by-sides. So Peter Kahns at center, I think, is going to be benefited greatly from that right guard position and how John Asamoah has solidified that. You know, you think about the issues that the offensive line had last year, especially up the middle, and you think about that right guard position and how there was pressure allowed from inside there. That's not the case anymore, and I really feel like that's going to help out Peter quite a bit. Who knows what's going on with Justin Blaylock, but if he's not able to go, my guess is that Harlan Gunn starts at left guard. And boy, he had a great preseason, a great camp, and I really think that he can step in and do the job. He got three games under his belt last year. I think this is a guy who's just had kind of a weird path where he's a victim of numbers, and you keep him around on the practice squad for these kinds of moments, and I think he's going to come in pretty seamlessly.
And, Reed, I heard you in the locker room asking a lot of the receivers a question about the Giants' secondary. There's some studs on that secondary. And this could be kind of your first chance where you see a guy try to take Julio one-on-one and not have help.
I love hearing that. That's like Christmas Day right there. I'll take Julio against anyone one-on-one. But I asked both Julio and Roddy, are they extra motivated to go against a ball-hawking secondary like the Giants have? And obviously they say, yeah. I mean, they want to rise to the occasion, no pun intended, but they want to step up. And especially on the road, trying to get back in the win column. Again, these guys are sickened by losses, and they're doing everything they can to step up. And they have all the confidence in Matt Ryan, Coach Cutter with the offensive scheme. So look for a turnaround this week.